I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 915, Traveling the River of God's Story. Often the people in the congregation where I have the honor and privilege of preaching week after week hear me quote the line from Tim Keller. We have to keep the text in context, lest we have a pretext for a proof text. And what Keller means by that, and what I mean by that, is often we have a tendency to yank a verse out of context, and we either ignore the verses around it, or we simply make the verse mean what it doesn't mean. Let's look at one such verse today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. Here we want to ask the question, very specifically, if Jesus were living his life of love through us, what would it look like as we interact with others? In 2 Corinthians 5:21, we have a glorious verse, and it's commonly translated like this in the ESV. For our sake, he made him, talking about Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now, the overwhelming view of this translation is that we are unrighteous and God is righteous, and so because Jesus took our sin for us on the cross, God gives us Jesus' righteousness. Now, that's 100% true. Thanks be to God. And yet, because of the context, there's more going on here than just that, as great as that is. N.T. Wright helped broaden the understanding of that text. His translation, which is not a stretch at all in the context, goes like this. The Messiah did not know sin, but God made him to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might embody God's faithfulness to the covenant. Okay, that last part's different. Why did he translate it like that? Because in Isaiah and the Psalms, the righteousness of God, that phrase, is connected to God's faithfulness to the covenant. Over and over again, it's God promised and God keeps his promise. And now we know God promised and Jesus as the Messiah keeps God's promises. The good bishop's point is the context of that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21, is that from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 to chapter 6, Paul is explaining and defending apostleship. You see, the Corinthians were criticizing Paul and the other apostles, and Paul is defending the right of apostleship. And he's saying that we apostles are in the long line of God's big story and what God has planned to do and is doing all along. We're part of what God wanted to do in the Messiah, and now he's doing through the Messiah in the church by his Spirit. So just before that, in verses 19 and 18, he talks about the apostles, and by extension now the church, being entrusted with the message of reconciliation. And here's the kicker for us, podcast family. God is faithful. Jesus, as God in flesh, was faithful. The apostles were faithful. And now it's our turn to be faithful. And just like Jesus, faithfulness meant suffering all the way to and through the cross. And just like Paul, it meant going to prison, being beaten, mocked, shipwrecked, and ultimately Paul died for his faith in the gospel. And that loving God and loving others thing in our lives might mean suffering too, just like it did for them. It's our turn to love in faithfulness, no matter what comes our way. Here's the great question. How do you see your life connected to what God was doing in Jesus? And in Paul, and in the early church. How are you connected to all of that, or are you? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Father, the state of our world convicts us and causes us to cling to you for dear life. Human history is scarred. The deplorable conditions of our world continue to increase. Bless and heal the world, Father. Motivate us by love to work together, gathering souls for Christ. Show us our place, Father, and embolden us to obey your direction. Your love forges a path for us, illuminating the way and adjusting our perspective to see past destruction to hope. Bless and empower us with a Spirit-fueled confidence, Lord of our hearts. May all we do bring glory and honor to you as shards of light piercing the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 916. And in the meantime, does anybody remember the old song, I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden? 2 Corinthians 5:21, yes, Jesus did know no sin. and the sin of the world was placed on him for our salvation. And yet, in that verse, in context, it's bigger than just our personal salvation. It goes to mission and life. We are about what God is about in the world today. We have and we embody the ministry of reconciliation. So let's get to it. Let's be about it. As you and I today are traveling in the river of God's story.